another selection for Halloween from Semper Fortis by Below Top Secret. Cremation of Sam McGee. There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold, and the Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say, in his homely way, he'd sooner live in hell. On a Christmas day we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold through the parka's fold, it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd closed and our lashes froze till sometimes we couldn't see, it wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed, and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me, and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess, and if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low, I couldn't say no, and he says with a sort of moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Yet 'tain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains, so I want you to swear that foul or fair you'll cremate my last remains. A pal's last need is a thing to heed, and I swore that I would not fail." We started on at the streak of dawn. My God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh, and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death as I hurried, horror-driven, with a corpse half-hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate those last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, through my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed the load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed this thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went, though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. The trail was bad and I felt half mad, but I swore I would not give in, and often I'd sing to the hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, and I saw in a trice it was called the Alice May. I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. "Then here," said I, with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor and lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around and heaped the fuel up higher. The flames just soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. Then I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled, and the huskies howled, and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheek, and I don't know why. And the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with this grisly fear, but the stars came out and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with the dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked," and the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking calm and cool in the heart of the furnace roar. He wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. Since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been warm." Now there are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold, and the Arctic trails have their secret tales that can make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was the night on the marge of Lake LaBarge I cremated Sam McGee. Now if you like that one, I'm going to take a wild stab that you might even like this one. One rainy night, not unlike tonight, a man was walking home alone down a dark, deserted street that ran right by the local cemetery. As they passed the gates to the cemetery, he heard a bump in the darkness behind him. Not daring to look back, he quickened his pace, but the bumping noise continued behind him. He stopped and turned to see what it was. Coming down the road behind him was a coffin, standing right on its end, bumping from side to side. Bump, bump, bump. The man, terrified for his life, he turned and ran into the driving rain. Behind him, the coffin came faster and faster. Bump, bump, bump. Ahead of him, there was a branch that had fallen from a tree. He reached down and grabbed it as he ran by, and still running, he turned and threw it over his shoulder and hit the coffin, but it just splintered when it hit the coffin, and the coffin continued coming faster and faster. Bump, bump, bump. The man turned the corner onto his street and ran through his front gate, the coffin right behind him. His splitting axe was resting against his woodpile, so he snagged it, turned around, and gave a mighty two-handed throw, sending it end over end right at the coffin. Smash! The axe shattered on the unnaturally strong wood of the coffin, and the coffin continued after him. The man dashed into his house, locking the door, but the coffin crashed through the front door. The man ran upstairs and grabbed his shotgun off the wall display. The coffin kept coming, bump, bump. He blasted the coffin with both barrels, but the shot bounced harmlessly off the coffin as it continued up the stairs, bump, bump, bump. The man, desperate and scared to death, jumped into the bathroom and locked the door, knowing it would do no good. Sure enough, the coffin banged against the door and banged against the door. Bump, bump. Finally, the door exploded and the coffin came into the bathroom. In desperation, the man reached out and grabbed the first thing he could find, and it was a bottle of cough syrup, and he threw it at the coffin. The bottle shattered. The cough syrup poured over the coffin, and the coffin stopped. Okay, that one had to be my favorite. This is Semper bringing you another Halloween treat. Thanks for listening.